We'll start with the Lord's Prayer, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We will ask for the approval of the agenda. Are there any additions, changes, or deletions?
I was wondering, yeah. I was wondering if we could put our old business in the afternoon session just before we have the hearings.
Is there a reason?
A reason? That's where I would like to have it.
Is that a motion?
Yes.
To do what now?
We have some old business. We have some things to vote on.
I see that.
Yeah. I'm asking that they be put into the section where we have our hearings, just before we have the hearings.
I consider that a motion to move our old business from the morning session to the first agenda item in the afternoon session.
May I say something?
Yes, Mr. Griffin.
Since we've advertised those hearings for 1:30, we probably should do that. Mm-hmm. If you're going to move them, the old business, you may want to put it after the hearings.
Okay.
I'm concerned about the fact that we've advertised public hearings for 1:30.
Okay.
Have a motion. Is there a second? Absent a second, we will keep the agenda as it is with respect to that item. Are there other issues that need to be addressed with respect to the agenda, Mr. Baker?
Just one minor item. Approval of the minutes, we can delete that item.
Okay. If there's no other changes, I will accept the motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any further discussion? If not, Ms. Deaver?
No.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Reading of the correspondence, Mr. Griffin?
I have one thank you note from Amanda Fletcher thanking Council for sponsoring her for the People to People Ambassador Program. If anyone else has anything, I'll be glad to read it.
I have correspondence.
Okay.
First of all, I've gotten letters from almost every town and police department on the coast asking us to preserve the revenue sharing, the $25,000 per year revenue sharing to town police departments. I received a letter from Jim Ford, Mayor of Lewis, asking us to postpone consideration of the Hunter's Walk until the City of Lewis has completed their traffic study. I received a letter from W.D. Whaley asking us to discontinue the slush funds for council members and to drop the lawsuit against Denright.
Are there any other correspondence?
We would be glad to include that in the information for budget, for a budget public hearing.
Okay, if not, I'll turn the meeting over to Mr. Baker.
Yes, good morning. The first item of business we have is Western Sussex Byway Project. And with us today, we have Dan Parsons, our historic planning planner, and also Dr. David Ames from the University of Delaware, who have been working on this project for a number of years and can bring you up to date on it. And we're also going to ask for your support.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Well, we are looking for the Sussex County Council to sponsor the Western Sussex Scenic and Historic Byway. Basically, the corridor traverses 22 miles. We provided with the map from Hearns and Rollins Mill out to the Cannon Maston property, down through to the Governor Ross Mansion, through Seaford, out to Cannon's Ferry, across to Bethel, into Laurel, and terminates at the Old Christ Church on Old Christ Road, or Christ Church Road. And we come to you because the project began in 2004 under the direction of University of Delaware and DelDOT, and interested citizens from the three municipalities involved, and they were unable to find a sponsor for the byway. So what we need is sponsorship to basically formalize the project. We have basically an application put together, and we'd like to formalize the project and submit the application to DelDOT. And once it's approved, then we will go ahead with a corridor management plan. Eventually, what we want is the committee that's formed to become its own entity and take over sponsorship of the byway eventually. But right now, we need an entity that can pull all the municipalities together under one formal group. And I've outlined in the paper that I presented to you the reasons for the corridor and the benefits to the community. Basically, what we're trying to do is promote heritage tourism through the area. I've been working with Lewis over the past year or so in putting together a historic byway for Lewis. And what we'd eventually like to do is pull the corridors together and bring people from the east to the west so they can enjoy the heritage of the western side of the county. And again, we just ask for your sponsorship for that, for the project.
Could you give us some details about what it involves with respect to regulation of the area? Does it attempt to cordon off development, say, from that route? Does it? What strings are attached? Sounds good.
Well, there's really no regulation except for signage. Like, there wouldn't be any billboards allowed along the route. And as far as the DelDOT improvements to roads, they wouldn't be able to just come in and straighten the roads. They'd have to follow the context-sensitive design to the corridor. And the corridor management plan, once we start developing that, there would be money set aside to buy easements for interpretation sites where people could pull aside and enjoy the vistas or whatever. If they go up to the Cannon Maston property, the corridor management plan would allow for certain things to happen in regards to that. But no regulations would be required other than signage and the context-sensitive design in regards to roadways.
And the funding would come from where?
Well, the funding would eventually come from the Federal Highway Administration through DelDOT. The grant application would be submitted through DelDOT to the Federal Highway Administration for the corridor management plan. So no monies would come from county council.
I'm for that.
If I understand this right now, I think the reason to come to us is that this entails more than one municipality. Laurel, Seaver's involved. They have committees who you've met with and are very active in this. But one of those towns can't sponsor this thing that involves more than the town, it's in the county, and it makes sense we would be the ones to do that.
Right. And
would you use the same committee you had dealt with before? Would you look for new members? Or?
Well, we'd go back to the same stakeholders and ask for their commitment to the project again, and then ask if anyone else would like to be involved.
Sure.
Because I've taken this to the Bethel Town Council, and they have approved. And I went to Laurel last night, and they approved the sponsorship of the byway. And Seaford has done the same.
And previously approved it, yeah. I mean, to me, of course, it's mostly in my district, but I think it's a good thing for the western part of the county. It's a good idea. And the only thing it cost us is some time with our staff in some cases, but there's no monetary value attached to it for us. So I think it's a great project.
And Dr. Ames, University of Delaware, he's director for Center for Historic Cultural Center for Historic and Architectural Design.
Right. Actually, the byway process is really a two-step process. In the first step, you'd prepare a nomination, which is basically the justification for the byway. and you do the research and so on, and we've been doing that. And in terms of who was paying for it, we have a grant. We had a grant from DelDOT to lend technical assistance to communities. And so we virtually have completed the nomination. And in the first part of working with it, we were working with Seaford Historical Society, Laurel Historical Society, and so on. And now we need to pull it all together. And to do that for the nomination part, we need to pull together a larger group of stakeholders along the byway, which he's been doing. And so you're absolutely right. The sponsorship of the council is important as a venue for being able to pull people together and do that. So once the thing, once the road is nominated or once the road is approved, that gives you permission to go ahead and do more work. And that next stage is called the corridor management plan. And it's, and that's basically a corridor preservation plan. And it's at that stage that you work out any issues with how you're going to control it, but it mostly interpret it and so on. And you have 5 years to complete the corridor management plan. Once you get to that stage, then the federal money kicks in. The National Byways Organization funds corridor management plans. So they funded now a corridor management plan that's being done on Route 9 up along the river. There's another corridor management plan that's been completed on the Brandywine Byway in Newcastle County and so on. So what we're trying to do is to close this first stage off, get the nomination in, get it approved, and then be able to go on to the corridor management plan.
It is the corridor management plan that has in the past caused some citizens to be concerned, because upon the implementation of a corridor management plan, there is the ability, or at least in the past, DelDOT has tried to limit access to those roads, and there are some folks who felt like it was more than just an inconvenience to them. If there is no objection, could we let this settle for a week? And I know there'll be some more questions. I have some questions I'd like to look into, and I think we could probably take care of it at least in a week or two.
So what are we looking into for this week?
Well, I've got some questions. I need to find out the relationship between this designation, the corridor management plan. I'd like to know exactly, you know, what is the process of the corridor management plan, and you know, okay, how they are, you know, approaching the management of those roadways.
Well, a corridor management plan, basically there are guidelines for doing a corridor management plan.
Yeah. And do you have those guidelines?
What?
Do you have those guidelines?
I don't have them, but
yeah,
they're on the DelDOT website.
Yeah, I'll take a look at it.
And also anything that on the corridor management plan works through the code of the sponsors, and so that any impacts, you know, have to be approved by the local governments and so on along the route.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a matter of any, because the Scenic and Historic Highway Program is really a bottom-up program. In other words, it's run and sponsored by the local stakeholders.
Mm-hmm.
And DelDOT really keeps hands off because they can't really get involved that much. Otherwise, they run into a conflict of interest in terms of approving stuff that they've supported. So
anything implemented through the corridor management plan would have to come from, be sanctioned by you.
Mm-hmm.
And the local municipalities.
Or the towns.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And all the towns right now, like what they're hearing, right, with this. Right.
I think it's a great idea.
And that's precisely why we want to get all the towns involved at this stage before we complete the nomination, so we have their formal involvement and they could see what's going on with the nomination and influence in some way. Incidentally, you have 5 years to complete a corridor management plan, so it's not like lightning speed, and so it's and they really put an emphasis on the approval of the stakeholders you have involved. I just had another byway approved for the Underground Railroad through Kent County, and there's a great emphasis on the local participation and the stakeholders we have is getting approved. So
okay, thank you very much.
All right.
What if we wanted to put a motion on the floor that we offer our support to this project?
We have in the past respected your desire to give things a week that have been presented that you haven't had time to completely vet, and I would hope you would respect my request as well.
You didn't respect my request as to the agenda today.
You didn't get a second.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Cole wasn't here, so.
And you didn't give a good reason why you wanted to change it.
I don't have to.
So it doesn't surprise me.
I don't have to.
Okay. Ms. Baker?
I have one vote. You have one vote.
If you want to get a second, you better give one.
So we're going to have that back on the agenda next week for
approval.
Action, okay. Yeah, because it seems like something that, we've got these elsewhere in the state.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Life seems to have gone on in those areas, and I can't see where we're having a problem with it. Yeah. But go ahead, that's fine.
Yeah, boost tourism in Western Sussex. That's what we need.
That's fine.
Okay, the next item is an update for you about wastewater funding. Last Wednesday, the State of Delaware Clean Water Advisory Council met, and this is the group it's a State of Delaware group that makes recommendations to the Secretary of DENREC regarding wastewater funding. One of the things they were considering is how to apportion the funds that they receive from federal stimulus money. The council ranked 5 Sussex County projects for funding from the stimulus monies. And there are a few strings attached, but really we don't see them as onerous. The main, and I'll go over those, they do provide up to a 50% grant for projects, which is a lot more than we've seen in years for wastewater funding. Construction contracts must be awarded by February 17th, 2010 for these projects. So they want the projects have to be out the door. Davis-Bacon wage rates are required. We already have requirements with regular SRF funding for state wage rates, which are very similar to Davis-Bacon wage rates. And then also required a use of American steel and goods. And as you can see, those are listed on the first page of the handouts. And on the second page of the handout, you can see the different projects that were approved for funding. These projects were already on our list of projects that the state has for funding. Johnson's Corner Sewer, Woodlands and Knowlesboro, which is a new small project. Oak Orchard expansion, Inland Bay's wastewater facility expansion, and then the Angola Neck, Angola Sewer refinancing. Total funding that they are planning is $14.6 million, and out of that, they are planning to grant $7,695,640 for these projects. So a little more than half would be grant of their funding, and $6,926,000 would be low interest loan money. So we were very pleased with the results of their plan. At the meeting, they also, if you go to the next couple pages of the handout, Johnson's Corner was one project that was approved for funding at the meeting. And again, they approved a loan of $3,835,953 for 20 years at 1.5%, and a grant, principal forgiveness they call it, of $1,248,000. So that is good for that project. And then Angola Sewer, if you go to the back of the handout, you'll see they approved a $1.5 million grant or principal forgiveness for the Angola Sewer Project. Our goal was the 3 projects, Angola, Oak Orchard Expansion, and Johnson's Corner, were all approved by referendum and public hearings and whatnot about the same time. We expect them all to go online about the same time, and we're hoping to try to enable us to be able to provide that service at similar cost for all 3. So there would be similar savings for all 3 projects. So we were very pleased. I would like to thank the engineering department and the finance department and also the Clean Water Advisory Council and its staff for their continued assistance with these projects. The funding Of course, helps make these projects more affordable for our residents, but also will provide a needed economic stimulus for Sussex County construction contracts here. They must be awarded within 11 months of today. This will require rushing by the engineering department to bring to you the various contracts needed in a rapid fashion. But it certainly is a major benefit to the residents of Sussex County.
Very good. Can I ask you a simple question? I was just looking at the Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer, the district request. And I know that's largely a rural area and had some planned communities, you know, were on the books and stuff, and I don't know if they've been committed, but you have down here developer contribution of $1.2 million. Are we still thinking we're going to get that kind of money? Because some of these developments may be in a holding pattern or actually not even started, but...
Yes, we have, in fact, there's a possibility that may be a higher number. And at this point, we've been very successful with the developers. We received a big part of that money.
We have received the first payment on their schedule. I think the next is at the construction phase.
Once we award a contract and begin construction, they're in a process where they need to make payments. We have a written agreement for these funds.
But if they get in financial trouble because of the condition, what happens? We just get kind of stuck?
One of the developments is a medical complex, and they've been very anxious to move forward, so I feel pretty good about that. We probably would have to wait till we got to that point where they're missing schedules for submitting the funds before we would take any further action. But we do have a written agreement signed by all the developers between Sussex County. Okay.
What major development other than that one is involved?
I haven't seen their formal plan submitted to the TAC committee yet. But one is a small RPC that has it's mixed residential, townhomes, single family homes, has some commercial in it. I mentioned a medical complex, and then the other is an RPC that we haven't seen the plans on. Actually is a fourth too, that's an existing development that has 57 homes in it, and they are capped. They can't sell any more lots until sewer is available, and we have a written agreement with them as well as a bond in place. So those are monies that are definitely going to come to the county. So we feel pretty good about the whole requirement.
The big one, Mike, that was there at Camp Barnes, is that in Johnson's?
No, that's in the Byard.
That's in the Byard one, okay.
And that project is pretty much dissolved.
Right. Bank owns that now. And that was the big chunk of that Byard. Yeah, that was the big one there.
But ahead of that, we actually got a contribution of about $600,000 to build infrastructure that benefited the Miller Creek project. So we did get some benefit from that project before it went awry.
Okay.
Mike, do you want to come up to the mic?
I was just going to say, these big projects, Mike, are they, that when they go awry, what's that do to those districts we've created?
Well, it depends on where they are in the state. For example, this one in the Byard district was just in the planning stages. So other than us receiving some monies from them, there is no consequence from it not moving forward. If there was another project that was already somewhere in the phase of development and we were counting on infrastructure being installed by that developer, that could indeed cause us some problems. But again, getting back to Johnson's Corner, all we were looking for from these particular developments were funds that they committed to help reduce the capital cost of the Johnson's Corner project. All that was discussed in the public hearing prior to the referendum with the residents of the Johnson's Corner, so everything was out in front. It was well received by the community, by the area. This is an area that's been looking for sewer for about 10 years. We've had petitions that are at least 10 years old that we had received. So okay. I think we're well organized. We do share some of the concerns. Are these monies going to become available? But from all intents, from all appearances, it appears that they are moving forward.
Okay.
Great.
Okay.
The next item is regarding our group hospital plan, and I have a couple of handouts here.